On this day, Ciara, in 2015, Adele released her single Hello, went on to become the first song with more than a million downloads in its first week of release. It got us thinking about the greatest power ballads of all time. Meatloaf, I'd Do Anything for Love. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Bon Jovi, Always. John Farnham, You're the Voice.
Prince, Purple Rain. I was trying to sing into my hairbrush there, and then I realised I actually have a microphone in front of me, which I forgot that I had.
Don't do that.
The one that I
lip
sync to, by lip sync I mean sing at the top of my lungs, is Run by Snow Patrol. That has such a big, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try not to do it because I'm trying to resist. What's yours? Never mind mine. What's yours?
Mine is a lot cheesier than yours. I knew you'd go for a cool one. Mine is Sweet Caroline. Now, our editor, Eric, says that's not a power ballad. If that isn't a power ballad, then everything, Ciara,
I hold
to be true is wrong. And I cannot accept that. It's
hands touching?
Yeah, of course
that,
I do. All that of course business. I do. 53106, let us know your favourite power ballad. The cheesier, the better, please. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.
Or you could be cool like me, but that's okay. But on to something else. And I'm not going to ask Mary Lou about her favourite power ballad, but I am joined by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, because Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that a border poll will not be on the government's agenda for the next 5 years. Mary Lou MacDonald, do you agree with him?
No, I don't. And I don't agree with Shane either about Sweet Caroline. That is absolutely not, Shane, a power ballad. Look, we can't have any real conversation about planning the future in Ireland, and certainly the sharing of the island and the constitutional future, without addressing the issue of a border poll. And you'll have heard me say many times, Ciara, that preparation needs to happen. I think it's a really positive thing that there are growing levels of conversations, interactions, all of that dialogue is essential. We have to work hard to make sure it's inclusive and dynamic and engaging and interesting, that it engages, for example, lots of young people, that it's not the same old same talking heads. It needs to be really democratic and vibrant. And we also need to plan. So we need to plan public service provision. We need to plan what our economy looks like. And listen, there will be no prizes for anybody who stands and faces down just the winds of change in this regard. I think the path is clear now. We're heading towards a unity referendum.
And a lot of people believe
that. So we need to prepare.
And Brexit may have, in fact, propelled us in that direction.
Yeah.
However, sectarianism on this island, and I don't just mean north of the border, I mean south of the border, is an issue. Last year, there were commemorations announced for the RIC, and there was an absolute pushback here in the south, in the Republic of Ireland, against that. If we were to have a united Ireland, presumably we would need to accommodate unionist sensibilities. It might mean looking at the anthem. It might mean looking at the flag and those types of things. Are the people of the south prepared to do that in order to take on the north?
Well, first of all, I would dispute very strongly your idea that objecting to a commemoration of the Black and Tans was sectarian.
It was the RIC now, in fairness.
It absolutely was not. It absolutely, well, at a time when the OGSIs, the Auxiliaries and the Black and Tans were very much there.
Doesn't this conversation, Mary Lou, make a nonsense of a border poll? Because if you're just calling them the Black and Tans instantly and the OGSIs instantly, we're instantly going back 100 years to sectarianism on the island, and the idea of a border poll will only exacerbate that.
So I don't know if you managed to watch the documentary on RTE the other evening. I don't know if you want to talk about the 1920s and the RIC.
I don't. I want to talk about today. And I want to say, would we not be in a difficult position if we reopen the old wounds?
So you might let me answer the question. You raised the 1920s, not me. I've made a point of historical fact. I've also made the point to you that remembering the past and not celebrating those that brutalised, disenfranchised, drove people from their own homes and their own land, the idea of commemorating that, to my mind, is frankly sick. But let's get to the present. The present is about acknowledging that we're not going to have a singular narrative about what happened in our history. I accept that and respect that. It's about flags and anthems. But you know what? In the first instance, it's not about that stuff. That people who talk to me about Irish unity of all persuasions, those who are very much in favour of it, those who need to be convinced of it, and those who are against it, the first thing they raise with me, Ciara, is health. they say, what's our health service going to look like? What's the hospital network going to look like?
Are you talking about people in the north saying, will we give up our NHS? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And the NHS, by the way, in the north has been ravaged by Tory austerity, but nonetheless, it is a universal model. So when I say plan for the future, plan for change, I am talking about those things. I'm talking about decent jobs. I'm talking about the educational system. I'm talking about prosperity, about opportunities, all of which
will
be best served.
What about the cost to the south?
Ciara, all of which will be best served by a united Ireland. And as to the costs, there's disputes over the level of subvention that come into the north. But the north is a subvented state.
It is.
So, yes, this is going to cost money. It is going to.
Some people say 10 billion annually.
Well, some people can pluck figures out of the sky and say whatever they want. What I am saying is that the investment that we will make in building a robust, universal public health service and so on island wide will be the smartest money that we have ever spent. And by the way, whereas some people focus on what this will cost, others have done considerable work on the wealth and the prosperity that a united Ireland would generate, and the opportunity economically of Irish unity far outweighs anything that might be cited as the cost.
Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Mary Lou MacDonald, leader of Sinn Féin.